You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hand.
I'll look up the Hemlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds.
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Hey there, and welcome to episode 70 of The Training Dummies, recorded on July 2nd, 2014. My name is Daryl, but you can also call me Hend, a resto shaman with the Destruction Warlock Comain. With me, as always, is Rob, also known as Holloway, Altaholic to the max. Tonight, we are going to delve into the magical world of cosplay, as we are joined by Ronnie, whose orc cosplay solidifies the fact that Horde is just better.
Yeah,
welcome
yeah.
to the show.
Yay, hi guys.
Yay, Ronnie.
Yay.
Hello, hello, hello. We have a few little interview questions that we run through, and then you have a whole, I almost started singing a whole new world for us to get into tonight. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you guys for inviting me.
Absolutely. How about we start off with how, what, when, where did you start playing, and what would you consider your current main?
Okay, well, I think I started late BC really getting into it, and so I consider myself more like a Wrath baby, and really it's from there, just kept going, haven't stopped. My main is my rogue, Nasaria. I love her the pieces, but I'm really derpy at it.
Yeah, rogues. I think we're all right. Both.
I push like 5 buttons and I'm good.
I think everybody knows one really, really, really good rogue.
Yeah.
And then... I'm not one of them.
All right. So Little Red Cosplay, that's your Facebook page and whatever else. Where did that name come from?
Well, throughout growing up, I've always had, like, really bright red hair. And so when I was in soccer and softball, they were like, hey, red! And it just kind of stuck. And with most of my costumes, either my hair's red or I like to keep the element red into it. So I just kind of, I just went with it.
That works.
Works together.
Yeah, that's awesome. What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
I have a couple, man. Blizzard sometimes comes to San Diego Comic-Con, and they were promoting the tribute art book, and Metzen and Samwise were there, so I painted my old Triton headsets, Horde colors, and I'm like, oh man, can you guys sign it? And for the full minute, they're like, oh my god, this is so cool! And I was dumbstruck, and I was like, what? You guys like this? I am, okay.
Oh, that's
awesome.
So awesome.
I was trying to keep composure until we got outside the building, and I was freaking out. I'm like, I'm not fangirling and dying right now.
You can, though. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is awesome.
It's like, save face. Don't start squealing. Just chill. Oh, man, it was great. And then recently we were running ICC, and we broke it somehow. Like, my friend was a priest, and had gotten carried off, and I ran off following her. But we pushed him somehow, and he rezzed us, but we couldn't go back up. So we ran back in, and Arthas was dead, and we got loot. We're like, cool. We'll take it.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I was running it last weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm like one achievement away from the mount.
Jerk.
And when the part where it kills everyone and you sit there and watch all the RP stuff, I mm-hmm. actually had so much health at this point, like he didn't kill me. So everyone else was dead watching the RP, and I'm just sitting there running around, and I was like, I wonder if I killed him right now, what would happen? Of course, you know, there's seven or eight other people are like, don't you dare kill him, you'll bug it out.
Right? So. Oh, I'm so worried about that happening. I was like, please don't die, just stay up. But, like, I think they patched it a while ago where he'll stay at one health and then die.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. So,
okay. CA. I would be in tears if that had not worked.
Right.
Warlords of Draenor coming up. Everyone gets their free level 90. So what are you going to choose for that free level 90?
I know it's going to be Alliance, because if I swear, like, two-thirds of my friends are Alliance.
Oh.
Two-thirds of my friends are Alliance, and they need... Like, I don't want to level someone. I just can't bring myself to do it.
I can't fault you for that. I was the same.
All right.
I use my 90 Fred Alliance as well for that very reason.
I'm terrified of healing and tanking, but I want to try it. So I'm like, I'll go with a paladin. They need a pally, right? Hopefully.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I already have one energy class. I'm weird like that. I'm like, I have my rogue. I don't need anyone else's energy. Go away. Go away, monk.
It's harsh. No.
Man. I'm so lazy.
This changes a few things, Ronnie.
Who knows?
What have you been up to this week in and out of game?
Out of the game, we've been watching all this World Cup.
Right? Apparently. Oh, yeah. I saw you ranting a
little. Yeah. I didn't realize how much I was into soccer. Like, I know I used to play it, but I never watched it. And I had to really, really try hard not to be yelling at my boyfriend's work. So we're watching it on his lunch break, and I was like, oh, I gotta keep my language to a minimum. This isn't helping. And besides that, just kind of do my transmog runs and working on stuff for Comic-Con. It's about 20 days away. I've gotten next to nothing done.
Oh my gosh.
That's how I roll. You'll see panicking very soon. More so than normal.
Nice. Rob, awesome. What have you been up to?
Let's see. The aforementioned ICC run I did was, I guess, well, it wasn't just ICC. What happened? I logged on the other day, and it was a IM saying, hey, will you come tank Firelance for us? And I was like, sure. Well, we're doing transmog. I'm like, this isn't one of those deals where there's a bunch of, like, super lobby people or people that aren't geared or people bringing boosted tunes. No, it was legit. Okay, so I ended up tanking some old content. It was pretty cool. It was easy and kind of fun. Garrosh is a butthole because he will not hand out BOAs in a respectable manner. So been waiting for my BOA and still nothing. I guess with 6.0, with the pre-patch for Warlords, they're supposed to be a guaranteed drop for your first tune that kills him. However that works, I'm not entirely sure.
I think
so.
That's on normal mode, though, so we better finish our progression here. And
well, why wouldn't they do that for Flex, though? I don't know. Whatever. I would rather have the normal than... Anyways, so
yeah,
just filthy casuals can't have things.
Yeah, right.
Except I'm one of those people.
Casuals. Yeah, I dinged another 90, and I got a couple more like right up there, ready to go. I don't even know how many that is at that point.
Too many. That's how many. Yeah.
But these are mainly some Alliance tunes, and. When I was doing Recruit a friend a while back, I got a bunch of stuff like up into the 80s. So at this point, we're not doing a whole lot. I'm playing beta, having a lot of fun on that. Liking some classes a lot more than others, and some are just coming across pretty horrible. And I know it's beta, and I know there's still a lot of changes to be had, but it's interesting to see some of the direction that they're taking with it. So, Jab Cup that we had on the last show, he and I were doing this thing where we were leveling Guardian. Like, I told him a while back to, he was leveling a Druid. I said, why aren't you a bear? And he said, I don't know. I don't want to tank. I said, don't worry about tanking. Just go Guardian and go quest and do everything like that. You know, it's really, really, really easy. And so he tried it, and he's just like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. So I happened to have my druid that I was trying to level his balance. I was like right around the same level as him. We were like 86. And so we both went bear, and we're doing a new leveling campaign called Brother Bears. And we're running around just thrashing everything, and it's kind of ridiculous how easy it is. I know when you're questing as a tank by yourself, it's super easy, but now with two of us doing it, it's it's not even, it's like, pull the entire zone. Can I just pull the entirety of Jade Forest and just swipe, and then you're good to go? But yeah, not anything special or out of the ordinary. Waiting to kill Thok. I think that's where we're stuck right now in our waiting. So hopefully we can knock that fool out this week. So, and what about you?
Haven't been in game that much. Part of the reason, well, I was camping last weekend, or I guess it's been week and a half here already. Just somewhere close. It's good to. It's where we go every year for the first trip, just to get the trailer out there, make sure everything's working fine, start a list. Okay, what did we forget to put in there? The main thing we forgot to put in there was a lighter to light, like, the camp stove and the campfire and everything else. So,
you need a lighter for camping?
Well, yeah, to light everything.
Bang rocks together, you got this.
Yeah, well, the stove inside the trailer has a manual sparker for the propane, so I would get that going, and then I'd grab a stick, get the stick on fire, take it over to the campfire off the stove. So I got it working anyway. But yes, so that's, you know, the main reason we go somewhere close is just make sure everything's still working, make sure we have everything in there. This past weekend, like you mentioned, we raided normals again. We two-healed it this time. And I know even you had commented during the raid that everything seemed to die a lot faster.
That was crazy.
With one extra DPS, it made a huge difference. Because we normally, this is the first time I think we've done two heals except for spoils. And it was, everything just seemed to die really fast. We one-shot everything up to and including Malkarok. No, wait, spoils. Everything up to and including spoils. And then wiped repeatedly on Thok. So I think in this week we are going to extend our raid and start on Thok. And well, I think we'll get it. What was our first attempt? We got him to 20?
It was less than 20,
Yeah, and then every attempt after that just got worse and worse. So we just, all right, after four times, and it's like, this is, we're done.
To be fair, our raid group is very casual. And at that point, we had been going for however long, you know.
Yeah, it was midnight already.
Two and a half hours at that point, so.
Yeah.
Everyone's butts were getting sore.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it, but like I get frustrated when you feel like you're just banging your head against it. Yeah. So like then you're just like, you know what? Screw you, Thok. Screw you.
Oh, and I got my mace. I got my mace.
There's a round of applause for that one.
Oh, yeah.
The mace that you've been going for this entire raid.
Exactly. I was using a Throne of Thunder LFR dagger. 502.
Yeah, I felt for you on that one. I was like, oh, man.
Until I got enough honor to buy the, 522 PvP mace, which I was using for the last couple of weeks. And now I finally have my 553 mace off the Shaman. So I coined it. I coined it and it got it. So finally. Yes, honor before.
Nothing's going to drop with a coin ever.
Oh, I got my mace stoke. It worked finally.
Usually, when I coin, I usually get something that I don't need or that I already have.
Yeah, so that's exactly it.
Dim coins.
Another part of the reason I haven't been in game that much is I got Tomb Raider on the Steam sale, and I've been really enjoying that game. So that's what I've been doing. Like, I've even logged into Mumble a couple of times and just chatted with Rob while he's playing Warcraft and I'm playing Tomb right. Raider. So.
And he's doing that with The Witcher.
Yeah. All right. So, I think that's about it. And I guess we might as well get on to the main topic here. But first...
This is Jab Cup from Dots, Hots, and Grape Plots.
This is The Lovely Day from Dots, Hots, and Grape Plots and Let's Wow.
And you're listening to The Training Dummies.
With Hendon Rob.
You like how I did that, Rob?
Did you do that?
Yeah. No, I merged them all together. Yeah.
I'm a boss.
You made them sound like they liked each other.
Nice. Awesome. All right, so I guess we'll jump right into this. The main topic of this show is cosplay, and I really don't know much about it other than seeing people dress up like characters from video games, comics, etc. So we have Ronnie on tonight to explain it to us and kind of what goes into it and all that kind of stuff. So let's start with what's that?
I love it. I love it. I've never done it, but I think it's freaking amazing.
Oh, I think so too. It's really cool. But so let's start off then. How did you get into cosplay?
Oh man, it was a long time ago. I think in middle school. Really, I started eighth grade. My friend couldn't go to the convention, San Diego Comic-Con, actually. And I've never been. They're like, hey, just come with us. We have an extra ticket. And at the time, it wasn't a big deal to swap names. So we went, and I ran into people in costume. I was like, what is this? This is amazing. You are having way more fun than I am. I don't understand it. And just kind of talked to them. And that first night, I went home. I'm like, Mom, dye my hair. I have the suit piece. I am doing Reno from Final Fantasy VII. I got this.
Wow, and I, dude, seriously?
Yeah, that's really bad. It's really bad, and I have horrible eyesight. So for like sports, I'd wear sport goggles. So I had his goggles already.
Oh, nice!
So it's the best closet costume I've ever done.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Oh yeah, that's really all cosplay is. I really like this character. I'm gonna dress up as him and have fun. That's the gist of it.
Oh, I guess that goes along with this then. How do you decide what you're going to cosplay? Like, you mentioned a con coming up here in a couple of weeks. Then how do you pick that?
When I first started out, I'm like, oh man, this character's really cool. And then as I've gotten better at it, I'm like, I don't want to invest all this time and money into a character that I'm just doing because it's popular. So for me now, it's a lot of like, I need to really like this character. I'm doing it for me, not anyone else. Like, I want to show them that I like how they design their stuff. Definitely with like Blizzard costumes, the Hate Shatter set from Pandaria right now. I love that set of pieces. So I'm really like, okay, I'm going to make that because my Death Knight wears it. Yeah. I tried doing Thrall last year, and I was like, I'm doing this because it's Thrall yeah. And not because I'm in love with him. So I kind of stopped halfway through that. Like, I bought Doomhammer because I couldn't make it. And it sits on my desk now. I'm like, this is badass to have, but I'm never doing Thrall. That was a bad idea.
Nice.
I know, and then you did the Madness on 2-0.
Oh, that was so bad. That was such a bad costume.
No way.
I want to redo that one. That is one of my goals in my life. I am going to get pro and do that one again. Do it right.
So when you're creating your sets, do you have a special workplace or an area to work on these, or is it just kind of everywhere?
Everywhere. Like, I start, like, a lot of my work gets done at home. Like, I don't have a bed frame, so I just kind of push my bed up against the wall, so I have, like, extra space to work on the floor. And then if I run out of space in my room, I go into the hallway, I work my way into the kitchen and into the garage. And if I'm running behind, I'll bring pieces to work with me, because we have a big cafeteria, just lay out paper, and I'm like, okay, I'm painting. No one touch wet paint.
Oh, nice.
And everyone's like,
that's cool. They just know that that's what you're doing, leave it alone.
Yeah, they're like, okay, you're weird. We're cool with it, though.
That's so awesome.
It's late at night. Like, I work for the post office, so everyone that comes in is kind of zombie already. And they're like, oh, you're doing things. What's going on? Oh, okay. Cool. Everyone's cool with it.
How long do you think it takes to you know, come up with it, from conceptualize and then create each piece?
Ooh. For me, I take a really long time, like, looking at references. With Warcraft, I have the model viewer that I don't know what team had made it. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I have that. And I go between, three different versions of it for the different expansions and bounce through, okay, like, I really like this shoulder piece. And then you look at that model by itself, and you're like, okay, so I can build this by taking it apart like this. A lot of taking it apart, planning it out, measuring, lots and lots of measuring. And hoping when you go to pattern everything, it works. So, if I'm rushing, I actually made my last costume in 4 days. That was a trip.
Oh, dang.
That's pretty
good. The one that, if you're on, see my Twitter photo, sadly my tabard, my sewing machine broke, but all that armor was made within 4 days. But normally it takes like a month and a half.
4 days, man, that's crazy.
That's pretty good.
It was a lot of tears. A lot of tears, a lot of hot burns. It works
and
like...
You mentioned your level of panic also.
Oh, God, yeah. You don't want to be at my house when I'm working on things. It's kind of like, don't come in the room or you're going to die. You might get something thrown at you if it's not working.
That's awesome.
It gets stressful, but it's like, it pays off so much. So much. Oh, man. Yep. That's it. A month and a half normally.
So what is the normal budget range then for a costume?
Way too much. Like, I screw up all the time. Like, you can see all this extra foam. When I take a picture of my room, I've posted a picture where there's just stuff everywhere. Because, like, any given time, you'll spend, like, $100. Then, cool, I have another $200 if I screw up. That $200 becomes $400. Oh, like, oh, this yeah. Like, some of the material now that has come out and people are getting really familiar with costs $80. And that's without shipping. And you're like, ow. Why? Why is this so much? I love it, but why?
It's getting started. You can't order it locally, then you have to order the supplies online, or?
Well, I think, like, I live in California, so I think up north there's somewhere that has it in stock, but it's also driving. And I'm like, my budget's really like, okay, I pay for this, and if I have extra money, that's great. If not, I have to wait for next paycheck. So it's like, driving up there costs way too much gas. So I have to order it. It's cheaper to order it than drive up there itself.
What types of supplies do you need? Like, what materials and you know, the, how do you assemble it? Like, how does all that work?
Oh, yeah. That's a fun one. That's kind of you go every day thinking about that, like with like Warcraft shoulders. Originally I started with cardboard. That's when I first started. With a lot of cardboard and then little craft foamy sheets you can buy at Michael's. And you slowly upgrade from that. There's stuff called EVA foam, which is, you can see it at Harbor Freight, Home Depot. It's a thick core foam that's used for like workshops. Pretty nifty. Get a heat gun, heat that stuff up, and you can hold it in place as it cools and it'll hold its shape.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, little craft foam sheets can do that too. And there's yoga mats that are made out of the same foam, just thinner.
Mm-hmm.
All the same concept in that one. And then from there, there's expanding foam they use for like insulation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use those for props. I think a German cosplayer, I can't pronounce her name now. She used the Protoss Wizard that won BlizzCon this year. Or last year, my bad. She makes a lot of her props using the expanding foam. She made one of the druid staffs. And just, you sit there, you carve it out, cover it with paper mache, and you're pretty much good to go.
Really? That's cool.
There's a lot of household items, like stuff you wouldn't think would work, and you're like, oh, this piece of paper I can make friggin' Deathwing's jaw out of.
Crazy. Yeah, I just, like, I don't look around the house and see, like, oh, I could use this toilet paper roll to, like, you know, make something cool with.
Paper towels. The paper towel rolls are awesome. You can use them for the scroll works for like Diablo wizards. People use those to make the scrolls.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah,
that makes
and
sense.
Like cans, you use those to shape your stuff around. Like bowls. It's interesting. And then there's thermoplastics called Warbler or Wonderflex, which is basically these thin plastic sheets. And same concept with the foam is that you can heat them up and shape them. They stick really well. So they'll hold their shape, they're really lightweight, it's great for props and certain armor pieces. But with them being thin, you kind of end up using more with it. But then you also don't have to glue pieces together, because when you heat them up, they get sticky themselves. They'll stick to each other. It saves you so much waiting time. So much waiting time. They're kind of hard to break.
The glue?
The Warbler, sorry. The Warbler and Wonderflex, the plastic, once they stick together, you can't really tear them apart. Unless you heat them up like crazy hot.
So don't screw it up.
Yeah. don't mess up, because when you try to peel it apart, it's messy, and it's just, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I know I was making, don't leave it in the hot. Don't leave it outside, don't leave it anywhere hot. It will melt and warp out of place, and I've done that so many times. I've fallen asleep waiting for stuff to dry, and come back out, and it's all warped.
Oh no!
It's like don't leave your stuff in the car. Bring it inside. I was gonna do a barbarian last year, and my hip plates ended up melting in the sun.
Oh.
It was my bad. Don't lie that like I screw up a lot.
These are things you learn the hard way. Huh?
Yeah, every day.
Nice.
You can buy something and be like, wait, there is holes in three of these pieces that you couldn't see because the label is covering it.
Oh,
you can't return them at that point. There's you can read the horror stories, like people ordering wigs and then being the wrong wig. Or someone would commission something and it being wrong. You can see them everywhere. It's really, like, as much as I'm like, oh my god, my part, I'm in pain, it's so much fun. There's a lot of love that goes into it. Like, I'm gonna sound like a horror story, but it's really not that bad.
Nice.
Yeah, you're supposed to get people psyched about it, not...
Yeah.
Not scare them away.
Guys, this is awful. I don't know why.
It's like, I'm looking at some of the pieces, the shoulder pieces I made for WonderCon that are in my Twitter profile right now. Those were amazing to build. Just looking at the model and then planning it out and then actually having to work. Holy cow, like, oh, that's just foam. And a door stopper I bought from Walmart to make a gem.
Oh, the top there? It's just a door?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. I can see that, actually. That's cool.
The little gems. I didn't have time to go out and, like, cast anything with resin, so I just kind of bought door stoppers and shoved them on, painted them, and I'm like, okay, this works. You'll find moments at that where, like, this is great, this works.
No, that really, that's awesome. I can see that. Oh, it's a door stopper. That's awesome.
Wait, are you looking on Twitter?
Yeah.
It's my profile picture, so he's like, derp, oh, look. Thanks.
You can see them on the shoulders right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's great. But that's perfect for those shoulders.
I know. It's totally awesome.
You find things sometimes, and I think my belt, I think on my belt, too, and then I used to have a bracelet. Like, there's stuff you can take at home and really just be like, cool, this works for this. I had a bracelet that I broke that I used for my bracers for an extra gem piece. Painted those. What else? I know there's a couple other things that I've just found around the house, and I'm like, cool, if I break this open, I can use this tubing for this. And you look around, and you'll be like, I can actually use these things. I think I have a drawer of just broken jewelry that I'm like, okay, if I ever need, like, a clasp or something, I just rip it off, and I'm like, cool, my shoulders now stay on my shoulders.
That's awesome. I still can't get over those door stoppers.
Great, I know.
Like, a lot of other people will be like, I like casting my gems. And I'm like, I am lazy and don't. Like, they work. I'm going with it.
No, that's perfect. It looks great on there. I just think that's amazing.
A lot of times, too, like, I'm not very good at sewing. Like, if you are sewing, you are way ahead of the game. Yeah, the sewing machine. You are amazing. Talk to me. I need help. But, yeah. Like, when I did Deathwing, I wanted to make he has, plated jeans. Not all, I use jeans. But he had plated pants, and I could not figure out for the life of me how to do it. So I ended up going back and painting over black jeans to try and simulate plated. That was way, like, freshman year of high school, I think. Somewhere. It was a long time ago when I did it. But so you end up thinking of things and it works. So you're just like, yes! That's amazing. It works. It photographs well. I think my nose ring, I don't have it on my Twitter right now, is with jewelry wire that I just bent and cut. And I'm like, okay, fake nose ring, go.
That's awesome. Yeah, it looks great too. I think that's the one you've got on your Facebook.
Yeah, that's the one that's in my header right now.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
I'm going through. I'm like, what have I done? Yeah. Oh, and duct tape is your best friend. A lot of people are against it because it leaves this weird texture. But duct tape and cardboard can really bring a prop together if you go back over it. Duct tape fixes everything. Don't forget that.
Well,
if you live
in
anything, duct tape's amazing.
Everyone knows that.
They don't realize a lot of the stuff you don't need fancy materials to make a good costume.
Mm-hmm.
You see everyone like, oh, use Warbla, you need this kind of spray can to seal your foam. You can make you can make a really good costume.
Inexpensive.
Thank you. That's right.
Less expensive.
Yes.
You don't have to make your wallet cry every time. As soon as you get paid, you don't have to go broke. You just look around and you will find things. I know when I used to work for GameStop, the posters would just get thrown out. I would take mm-hmm. those posters home and there you go, you have free templates.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like if you know anywhere that does marketing and they just throw their stuff out, and they can, they let you take it home. Sometimes grocery stores, if you're familiar with them, have one that you're kind of close with, a lot of their stuff, stock that comes in, just toss out their cardboard. Like, hey, before you guys throw that out, could I maybe swing by and take some? And then Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever you have near you, talk to people. Like, they'll be like, you're weird. What? That's not what that's used for. But they'll warm up. There's a guy at my Home Depot that makes chainmail, and he's amazing. He's like, oh, you're working on costumes? Cool. Everything you need is back there. It's you'll find a lot of fun stuff there. Just don't get distracted with the shiny things you'll never use.
Okay. You can use anything though, right?
Yeah, you can. It's just like you're working on a project. Like, I bought two. I don't know how to do LEDs. I just learned how to light up an LED like a week ago. I've been terrified of doing lights. They always sound really complicated, but they're not. Which I'm glad I finally jumped at that. But I bought tubing. I've had giant lengths of tubing to do a Death Knight armor and put LEDs through it. Mm-hmm. I didn't need it at the time. I'm like, I just wasted $20 I didn't need this for. Whoops.
So I saw that you did get some lights working. Are you gonna? You're about to up your game here.
Yeah, I'm gonna get shiny. We're gonna start doing lights. I'm excited. I'm like BlizzCon. I'm like, I'm gonna do this. I'm actually gonna go for the costume contest this year and try. Don't plan to win on anything, but I want to make a badass set and actually walk across. My bed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Hendel will be there.
You betcha.
As far as I know, I will not, but
aww.
he can cheer loud enough for the both of us.
Totally.
I plan on harassing Hend. I will find you at the World of Podcasts.
That's okay? Fine. I will be waiting.
All right. I probably won't be green yet, but I will find you.
That's fine.
That is my mission. Yes. My quest. I have a quest.
All right.
Sorry.
Since you mentioned BlizzCon, why did you start cosplaying Warcraft and Blizzard stuff?
Oh man. Once I got into it, I'm like, okay, Nessa has this backstory now. Like whenever I'm playing, I'm like, why would she be in Pandaria? I'm like, I really want to bring these guys to life now. And Blizzard spends a whole bunch of work making these awesome armor for us, and I'm just like. And then, you see other people make it. You're like, can I do that? I think I can do that. And you go through, like, especially with Transmog. When Transmog came out, it's a whole new world.
Totally.
Oh, man. And we sat there forever doing, like, what's Transmog sets? Let's make this. Oh, she'd wear that if she was here, like, doing storyline in the background. I'm like, I want to do this. I want to start dressing up Warcraft. Instead of just kind of having them on the screens, I'm like, I want to bring that armor set to life. You see a lot of the Judgment tier. I decided I wanted, after Deathwing, I'm like, I want to bring not so much tier sets, start creating them, but doing the different Transmog sets you see, because everyone's really familiar with Judgment, the Avatar set,
Upper
Priest. So I'm like, I kind of want to bring the different pieces they make and pull that off.
I was like, yeah, some of those are a little more typical, and it looks like you're going for things that you like rather than just the normal, what everyone's doing.
Like, they come out really awesome. Like, hands down, people that do the Judgment armor, like, that set can get really complicated. It looks simple on screen. When you start to build it, the little details that people put into them, the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Someone made, I can't remember the Paladin set now. I'm going to go cry in a corner. What is that? It has glowing books that float, and someone figured out how to make them float. Or when people make weapons float, it's a whole, or move. I'm just like, how do you do? You guys are amazing. And then, BlizzCon. I don't remember what BlizzCon it was. I was watching it, and one of the designers was like, I don't know how you guys make costumes. Like, we get mad at making ourselves for making this, and we just make them crazy, and you guys come back with crazy. it's exciting to see how they react to them, too. Like, again, seeing Metin and Sam, I've met them again at Comic-Con last year, and I didn't finish the barbarian costume I was doing there, so I kind of combined them. But Sam loved it. He thought it was cool. I got pictures of those Mets in. And then, was it Mickey? I think I saw Mickey, and I was wearing my, Brad. Anyway, I had my teeth in, and they were signing the Pearl of Pandaria, but a comic I've gotten. And it's all full of, oh my god, your teeth comments.
Nice.
They're like, oh my god, your tusks. It's cool just seeing how they react to it. Like, people that design this armor, they're like, You actually did that? How did he get that shoulder to work? If you ever tear apart a Warcraft model, they cheat a lot. A lot.
Oh, really?
Like, if you try to make that stuff, like, real world, you're just like, no, that doesn't work. Like, how? That doesn't sit on your shoulder like that. And then trying to figure it out with clipping. There's a lot of little things that Blizzard armor essentially has. You're like, okay, how could I translate that? And that's fun for me. As much as I'll cry about it on Facebook sometimes about trying to make it accessible for Pepakura, which is a paper program that mm-hmm. you can unfold it and do, like, papercraft with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Sit there and I'm like, I think I was trying to do the Wrathful Gladiator shoulders for Death Knights. And the dragon skull isn't actually a full dragon skull. It's kind of just set into the shoulder piece. So when you go to flip the shoulder upside down, it's just this black box, and you get rid of that black box, and there's actually nothing there. Like, oh, there's no underneath the shoulder piece.
What is this? Is this a program that's online, or?
Yeah, it's for Windows. It's $37, I think, right now for a license, but it's called Pepakura Designer. Which is essentially you can take certain 3D models and you can import them into the program. It crashes here and there because the models are complex.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you can put in the program and you can scale it to size. So, like, the model will be maybe not even 2 inches, but let's just say 2 inches. You can scale it up to 2 feet.
So where do you pull these from? You pull them from the data files in game, or do you?
Yeah, there's a program called World of Warcraft Model Viewer that a team has built. I don't know how they're going to handle Warlords because of the change in data files, but it's similar to what WoWhound does.
Right. Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, so similar to that, but one of their older ones that you export the model, so you can actually look into it to Pepakura. A lot of people that you'll see at BlizzCon have used this method to build their shields or shoulder pieces to get a concept. Essentially, because you export it, and you can open it into, like, Blender, Maya. You have to have a little bit of 3D knowledge, not a lot. Just a little. Abscrape and Maya was just a little, so you're good. As long as you know what a vertex is and how to delete it, you are good to go.
Well, I guess if you have the time and the motivation, you can figure a lot of that out, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a learning process. A lot of Spartans, the Halo crew, does it a lot. 405th? I think, the 405th Legion does that. And a lot of the Halo armor when they first came out was Pepakura. It was all paper. Paper and resin. And fiberless.
That is crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, once you actually get into the world, like, it looks like it's all fun and games, and then you realize a lot of the technical stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like floating shoulders. Warcraft's notorious for these shoulders. I will mention them all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And excuse me, I had a burp. I don't know. What shoulder set was like? I was trying to make Arthas's shoulders once. I was trying to make the skull face, and that was a Pepakura. Oh, his helmet. It was his helmet. Oh, that helmet. Arthas's helmet is a pain. Everyone that does a Lich King costume that does that helmet, kudos to.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing helmet, but you can sit there and load it into the program, and essentially you'll unfold it, and there's a lot more to it. You pull the pieces apart, lay them out, and then you print it, and then you cut it and glue the tabs together, and then you have a helmet. It'll take a long time, but
that is really cool, though. I think looking through your feed, and see, I saw a couple of pictures that you had that looked like it was just paper models of what you were.
I had screwed up the shoulders I was working on. I know I posted that one a while back. Yeah, shoulders. That's essentially Pepakura and blended together. And you can just pull the pieces apart and print them. And that's what I do to scale stuff so I don't waste my foam.
Oh, okay.
So I can save a little bit of money.
Right.
And with the paper scraps, you can turn that into paper mache. So you can recycle a lot of stuff if you plan ahead.
Oh, that's awesome.
You gotta save sometimes. It's a long process, but it's really rewarding.
It's a 4-day process, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes. I was crying in the kitchen while I am boiling stuff to make stuff work.
And you're just crying and making
costumes. Yeah. I was painting in the hotel room that morning. I woke up early, painted myself green, and then I finished painting myself. I was really mad at myself. I screwed up, but I told myself I was dressing up, and I'm really stubborn when it comes to it. So I'm like, I am sitting down and I am going to do this. No one's stopping me. Because sometimes you got to have that. You'll get hate and you're just like, I'm going to do it. No, I am doing this.
Well, anybody who hates on this is just probably got some of their own issues.
Yeah.
So are there any particular cosplayers that inspire you or that you look up to?
Yeah, last year's BlizzCon, I met Nick, who did King Varian, and he posts tons of progress photos, and he's a really, really friendly guy. And so yeah. I'm like, his Charlemagne, I hope I said that right, is because Varian's blades are two separate blades, essentially, with a floating top piece. I was asking him how he had handled that and his progress from going from like a paper template to wood to wiring the LEDs for the orb. You can sit there and bounce questions off him all day, and he's really, really sweet. And he'll explain it. Like, when I was first learning LEDs, and I was completely lost. I was like, what? You said, what is this word? That's a fancy word, right? it was terrifying because I thought it was so much really expensive. And he's like, no, it's like $10. I was like, oh, well, I can do this then. Let's go. So went from there. And then back. Bash Fanatic, who did the Anduin. She is amazing. She recently did a Demon Hunter, which was just craft foam. It was really thin, this amazing Demon Hunter. Like, her shoulders had teeth and giant horns off the side of it. I've asked her a couple times about her process, and she's on, like, I'll ask her maybe, like, within an hour, so I'll get the answer back.
Oh, that's awesome, really, yeah.
They're really thorough in explaining what they do, and they're open about it, which sometimes you don't run into in the community, is that people are worried that you, I guess, sometimes they're worried that you'll steal their process, which is really weird because we all do the same thing.
Which is dumb, because wouldn't you rather have more people being cool than less?
Yeah, and a lot of it is just certain niches. Like, we do video games, and then sometimes other people in like the anime department are like, yeah. Okay, we do it this way, but we don't really want you. Or if they're really, their method is really, it works really well, but they don't want to share it. It's weird sometimes. It's like people like, this is my property. I don't want you guys doing this unless you say I did it first. Hey, it's like high school sometimes. it's a bunch of high schoolers sometimes. But hey, get over it. It's cool. And you talk and you make friends. Those two were the most helpful in me getting into Warcraft costumes. Like, we met in, there's a Facebook group called the BlizzCon Cosplay Discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was posting progress photos last year. It was really intimidating because you see all these amazing costumes, but they're really like, hey, yeah, that looks fine. You can do it here. Maybe fix this. In the long run, it'll save you a lot of pain and suffering, but they're the most vocal, I think, about helping.
Well, that's awesome.
If you asked a question, they're like, hey, yeah, go ahead. Shoot. And a lot of other people are on there, too, but those two are the most that I connected with, at least in that group. I know other people had stepped up to other people. So it depends on your personality. Another one is Avery Faith, who did the StarCraft 2 costume winner. I can't say the word. The adjutant? No. I can't say it. The robot. She won 2 years ago. Was it? Yeah, before the break. The robot, the talking robot, she did that one. And that was, there's actually a YouTube video, you gotta search a little bit, from last year's costume discussion. She was discussing how she just took apart all these different computer pieces, like TVs, and made the wires for her robot costume. I can't say the word. I give up. But she, I
have to look it up.
Yeah, it's an adjutant from StarCraft 2.
I don't know. I don't play StarCraft 2, so
StarCraft.
I'm not
yeah.
sure. I have like, no idea.
It was really cool because she's like, yeah, I took this mask and I painted it, and then all these wires are from like gutted old TVs. Like, I would never have thought to do that. I thought you'd have to really just like go buy all these different wires, and she's like, I just took broken electronics. I was like, oh man, and she's really cool. She's down to earth. Like, as much as, even though she won, she's like, yeah, and that's cool. I'm making this. What are you doing? And she's really nice to talk to. She's another person, like, I enjoy cosplayers who are really open about their projects and their process, because you don't learn, like, you learn by screwing up a lot, but it's nice to save it's nice to someone screwed up before you and they're willing to share you how they screwed up.
Yeah.
And then if you guys are both working on something together or similar projects, you'd be like, okay, this didn't work for me, so heads up, that might not work for you too.
Can we expect a lot of progress pictures from you?
Yes. Once Comic-Con goes by, I am buckling down. My first thing of duty is to make those shoulders because I am so excited to make a dragon skull. I like dragons a lot. So I was like, yay, I get to have worms on my shoulders. And like, yeah, I built.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
I'm like, now that I know how to do the LEDs too, like, I was sitting on my floor and when it first lit up, I kind of squealed because I wasn't ready for it. Yeah, I was sitting on the ground, like, oh my God, am I dying? No, it lit up. I was like, yes, I'm victorious. you gotta celebrate the little victories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll definitely see more progress photos as I go. I'm trying a little new method for my costume for this year for Comic-Con, so I'm like, okay, if this works out, I know I know exactly what I'm doing, but I don't. But when I go to start building it, there's a lot of unknowns, and I have to be upfront about it. Like, I am definitely one of the worst, not the worst, but I'm not up there. But if people have questions, I try and answer them, or I have a lot of tutorials saved for myself that I use. I'm like, hey, YouTube's your best friend. The internet's a jerk sometimes, but they're pretty honest.
Yeah, they're right.
They're brutally honest, and a lot of time they are correct. Even though they're mean about it, they are sometimes correct. When I made Deathwing, someone said my chest piece, which I think I made that the night before. I still don't know how to handle chest piece. They are the most intimidating thing for me. So this is one of the times I wish I was a guy. I'm like, I don't have to worry about the booby cups. Those things are scary. I don't know how people do it. Like, they have tutorials, and I'm like, I don't understand. How does this work?
That's awesome. Okay, well, since you're mentioning all your dragon skulls on the shoulders, what exactly is your costume for BlizzCon going to be then?
Oh, ow. So, like I said earlier, I don't really like sticking with tier sets.
Yeah.
So, I'll post a picture on Twitter of the full set. It's essentially the Wrathful Gladiator shoulders. And then I have to look it up right now. I tried to take pieces from all the different tier sets.
Okay.
Right now it's the Maw Death Knight shoulders. Gloves and boots. Let me pull it up real fast. Like, I don't remember the names off the top of my head. I actually haven't saved on Wowhead so I can see what she looked like on the new models. So I love Wowhead for that right now. It's like, it's helpful too, because when you look at the new models now and the old models and the different gear sets, you're like, okay, when I go to make that, I can actually cheat and not do what the old models look like. Some of the stomachs on the old models when you're wearing plate armor looks really weird. I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. Yeah, right now it's...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's the gloves and the feet of the all-consuming Maw tier set right now. And then the Plague Lord. Oh, it's not Plague Lord. Scourge Lord. I have words. Scourge Lord? Sorry. Like I said, my spelling's bad, and I can't word. The Scourge Lord sets the pants and legs on that one. And they worked really together. I was trying to go for like a Frost Death Knight without actually being too frosty. So kind of bones. And then I really, really, really love the crafted Gladiator Dreadplate helm.
Mm-hmm.
The Melvillian? I can't say the word. Because it's a giant unicorn head. It's, every time I look at it, I can stab people with my forehead. The little things make me really happy.
Oh, nice.
Well, you spend a lot of time, sounds like, communicating with the community. Do you have any ideas what kind of things you'll be seeing at BlizzCon this year?
Oh, there's, out of fear of death, I won't mention specific ones, because a couple of them, I know.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say anything. This is a surprise. This is for this group only. But Heroes of the Storm, with all their different skins, there's a couple of people already doing progress photos on those, and I'm really excited. They're
That's
coming
gonna
out.
Be huge now, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely. But I think what's nice about those skins is they're not overly complicated.
Right.
So, and they're characters that people recognize, but it's like you won't see 20 Sylvanas walking across the screen. You'll now see. It'll still be Sylvanas, like Roller Derby Nova from StarCraft 2 right now. She has a Roller Derby skin. There's a Demon Hunter skin. That's really badass. What else? Oh, there's a couple others. I can't mention your costume. I can't mention your costume.
We won't tell anybody.
Shh. Well, some of them know. They're like, I'm going to listen. Make sure you don't spoil anything. We have some Diablo 3. A lot of cool. We have a Crusader. He's working on a Crusader right now. And that was, ooh, it's looking good. That shield. I'm like, I'm jealous of some of these people. I'm just like, can I steal your skills for the day? How about for the rest of the month? So we have a Crusader. We're seeing some gender bends this year of some lore characters that are making a reappearance that are going to be prominent this year.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing a female thrall.
Yeah, she's doing another gender bend that I think is going to be amazing. She's posted a couple of progress pictures that look cool. Possibly a Worgen. I'm not sure if she's doing a human or actual Worgen set.
That'd be cool.
Maybe a Greymane. Maybe some twin consorts, possibly.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
There's a lot of talk right now. Like, we have a list of what everyone's working on, of course, real-life issues, but I am very excited to see that one. Hearthstone going to make an appearance. Not the giant Hearthstone, but like the card game Hearthstone. We might see some playing cards.
Dress up as the board.
It's maybe. She hasn't explained it yet. It just says interactive. And I was like, oh. This is going to be cool. And a lot of people are coming back into Diablo. And yeah. This is going to be a fun one this year. I really hope she pulls through. She's going to be a treasure goblin.
Oh, right on.
So she's actually going to run around and loot things.
That's hilarious.
I don't know what time we're going to set up a photo shoot, but at the big fountain at BlizzCon, there's a photo shoot where everybody goes right before the costume contest, essentially, the judging starts. And that's where you can really find everybody. You'll see them walking the floor, but you'll see everyone
that's cool.
at that fountain. StarCraft.
Yeah. That's awesome. Last year, and I think they should have won the costume contest, but someone dressed up as a training dummy.
Yep.
Yeah,
and they totally should have won. They should have won. I'm not biased or anything, but...
he's doing a Diablo Crusader this year.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah. But no, I was going across their pages, and I'm like, oh man, it's a training dummy. I loved it. I was really mad last year. Jared, who did New Poners, I was going to help him with his desk across the stage. But I ended up having to go to work. That's the worst thing in the world. It's a drive. Like, I only live about 2 hours away from Anaheim, so don't go to BlizzCon and then go to work and come back. You're not going to have a good time.
No.
I didn't get an option in that, but... Just if you can get out of it, do it. I went to work still covered in slightly green paint because they don't all want to come off. Nice. So like I still had like my ears on and like part of my face was green. I was just like, oh man.
You should have just left it on.
I was tempted, but it was my first time working with body paint. Never worked with body paint before. So unfortunately, I didn't finish my costume for BlizzCon last year. I just kind of threw on my Horde shirt, and I had a rune circle. I was letting people take pictures with that with my body paint on. And so that was a fun year. That was first time at BlizzCon, so I was bummed. I didn't finish it. A lot of things went wrong. And I'm like, if I'm going to BlizzCon, I really, really want to bring my A game. I don't want to just throw something together, which I've done that before. When I can't finish something, I'm like, this works together. I can wear this as a costume. It's not as fun being out of costume. After you've been in costume, you're like, this isn't the same.
Right.
You miss it. You're like, aww. And especially little kids. Little kids and being in costume are one of the greatest things in the world. Like, I had elf ears on one year, and I was sitting outside, and there were two or three? They were twins. It was twins. They had come up, and they were pulling on my ear a little bit. I wasn't paying attention, and they were talking to me. I was dead tired. She slowly started playing on my ear. Are these real? I'm like, ow, yeah. And she's like, oh my god, I hurt you. I didn't mean to. And I was just messing with them, but they awesome. Soak it up. And then you have some of the people that are like, no way. And they're like, I love this character. And I think there's a video of a guy dressed up as a Power Ranger and someone just freaking out. Like, it's the best thing in the world. And I love those kind of reactions.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds cool. All right. Well, when you're working on your costumes, do you usually do it yourself, or do you have someone help you?
A lot of the time, I am locked away in my room doing it by myself. But when I get to after I'm done with like most of my armor pieces, I'll be like, try to start the sewing machine, and I can't get it to go. So that's when I call mom. I'm like, nah, I can't sewing machine right now. It hates me. And, but she can't see to thread it, so we work together on it. And I think we both broke it last year, so we have to get it fixed. we're nice. Both really bad at sewing. Like, I have one friend who's good at sewing, but she lives kind of far away. And so, like, whenever we try and sew, it's just a process of, why do we suck so much at this? Shouldn't it be this hard? So my mom helps me, and then I try and get my boyfriend the help because he wants to help. Instead of just sitting there like, you are in tears, I want, let me help you. But he'll sit there and for like an hour try to cut one piece out. He's like, I'm scared of messing it up. He'll be sitting there for 10 minutes like, I'm scared, I don't want to cut it wrong. I'm like, just cut the line. He's like, I don't want to mess it up. So a lot of time it's me, myself, and I, but when I start cutting things out, I'm like, okay, does this look okay to me in proportion? Like, pretend I'm an orc, does this look okay? Or look on the human model and look back at me. Mm-hmm. I have bad depth perception sometimes. Does this look okay?
Look at your tune. Now look back at
look me. Back at me. Your tune is not me. But does this work? Yeah, like, he'll be at work sometimes, and I'll be like, I'll run out into the living room because we have a tall mirror there. I'm like, does this look right to scale? I'm like, in this awkward angle trying to get a picture of it. It's really silly sometimes. I have one for, like, I can't sew tabards to save my life. Every time I've tried to make a simple tabard, this is bad. Like, I can make all this armor, but I can't do simple clothes. I've tried to make a tabard so many times, and I'm just like, I think I'm going to throw my sewing machine over there and throw, like, onto the freeway and hope it gets hit and run away. You know, it's my fault that I can't do things.
You've mentioned a couple of times, like, particular with the internet being the, I guess, bittersweet. They can be awesome and terrible. Are there any communities or places that you recommend for people trying to get started or looking for feedback that's not going to break them initially?
Yeah. My favorite one right now, Jared, who, again, did the new Pwner costume for BlizzCon last year, decided that there wasn't a lot of communities out there that are pretty drama-free. So what he decided to do, it's kind of a silly name, he made a Facebook group called the Defenders of the Cosplay Faith. And essentially, it's a really great community. We vary, our skill levels are, hey, what is hot glue? To, I am God tier.
Yeah.
And people, if they know what they're talking about, if they're not sure, but they've seen tutorials, they'll post links, they'll post videos. I know we just made, I was asking about latex appliances, because I've worked with latex a little bit, but I wanted to make a face, some eye wound for BlizzCon this year. I had no idea how to go about it. And we ended up making, we didn't find the answer yet, but we found stuff similar to it, and we now have a prosthetics making playlist on YouTube. A couple of us threw together just by posting links to each other.
Oh, nice.
A lot of times, like, people are like, okay, where can I, contacts are always a big question. Like, okay, I have great eyeballs. Where can I get contacts? And some people will post links. I am blind, so trying to find contacts is like those really fancy, like wide-out contacts where you can still get a prescription is hard. People like, here, we use this site, and I trust it. And people are like, okay, well, I've used that site before. They're kind of fishy. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of good back and forth going on. Sometimes drama flares up, but it's nothing. The moderators are really cool there. If there's a discussion going on, they'll let it go. But as soon as it starts getting like, I hate you, and stuff like that, they're like, okay, we're done. You're done. Stop. If you don't stop, you're out. Where'd Card go?
Mm-hmm. That's good. But, I like that you've kind of labeled it here as a safe place to go. Because I know that generally, like you've mentioned a couple times, if you're doing costume stuff, if you're doing cosplay, like people may look at you funny. And and you need a place where you can just kind of be yourself without getting messed with.
Yeah, it's a lot of things, I think, when people start going to the cosplay community. Like, woo, I love it. As much as you'll read, like, the Heroes of Cosplay series that's going on, you'll get, it's all sorts of crazy right now. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't agree with the show. I haven't watched it, so I don't really have an opinion. I'm just like, thanks.
If you what could is that? I wonder if I can watch that.
Essentially, it follows what Heroes of Cosplay is supposed to do, is follow these kind of top-tier cosplayers.
Yeah.
As they go into, like, their process. But, again, I haven't watched it. In theory, that's what it is, but what I've read, it's kind of... It's a fake reality TV show.
Yeah, I...
it's on Sci-Fi. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I love Face Off. If you want to get into costuming, Face Off is... It's pretty cool to watch, and if you need inspiration... Even though it's not just costumes, it's mostly the prosthetic work. It's fun to watch. And some of the stuff that they do is the same stuff we do. Like, oh man, this pool noodle, I can make it into the thing for a wing. Yeah. Watching that's a pretty cool show. Yeah.
It's all doing the same thing, whether it's props or, you know, I have some family that worked in the film industry a little bit, and they had a lot of stories, a lot of kind of stuff you just didn't realize, you know? You see this stuff in real life, and you're like, oh, wow, I had no idea, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think when I first really started, I'm like, wait, you can use this? What is this? There was a lot of it. And then when I went to college for art, yay, art! And I learned a lot. Yay! A lot of what I bought for school, I would have never bought. No idea. Cutting mats? Mm-hmm. That sounds silly now. Those things are lifesavers. I would have cut up so many tabletops.
So it's like a cutting board for your materials.
Yeah, it's a self-healing. So if you use an X-Acto knife and you cut, it heals. You don't have to worry about it really destroying itself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like, there's things like you never would have really realized were out there. Like, the hot knives, I knew essentially what they were, but it's basically an X-Acto blade attached to a soldering iron type thing.
Oh, you can just cut through stuff.
You just cut through foam like it's butter. It's amazing. It's like, instead of... I used to hand cut everything, and then someone's like, oh, why don't you buy this? I'm like, why didn't I know this 2 years ago? I obviously didn't research enough. A lot of people have different methods of doing things, and so when everyone kind of gets together and talks about it, it's really, really cool. Another one that's... Okay, 4chan, I know... But of the internet. But I don't...
be careful.
It can be. But the CGL form, which is cosplay and Lolita, which is... I don't know much about it, but fancy clothes. So I always call it fancy dresses. I don't know, it's a lot more to that, but fancy clothes. And brutally honest. But once you gotta kind of step back, you're like, okay, internet and you... And I've self-posted on there once before with my Deathwing, and someone's like, hey, you look like a Silo. And they were totally right, because I didn't know what I was doing with the chest piece. And they're like, here. Uh-huh. Even though he had said that, he's like, you could also try doing this next time. You do get feedback, because sometimes it's behind a lot of angry comments. But if you can step back from that, and it's like, okay, it's literally high school. Excuse me. It is literally high school, and you just, like, step back from that. You're like, okay, I don't care what you think. I just want honest critique.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something that I can use instead of just insulting me, which a lot of people, you'll see if you follow people on Facebook, sometimes people just start like, oh, you're too fat for this, she's Asian, not black, and it's like, really, shut up. Who cares? At that point, I'm just like, whatever. I've never really had that issue. I think once or twice, I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. It's true, I'm not worried about it, though. You gotta have a little bit of thick skin if you really, really want to get into this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's such a public-facing thing that...
And it's getting more and more popular, and that's another thing I feel a lot of people getting into it. You don't need to over-sexualize your costume to get noticed. I know with my Deathwing, when I made Deathwing, I'm like, I look at it now, that's why I don't like it so much. I'm like, I purposely made that cut. I know it would give me pictures, but now I'm looking back and I'm like, that was stupid. That's not that character. I am more concerned with being, now that I'm better at it and no more, I guess. I've grown a level. I've decided.
you leveled up.
I have leveled. My cosplay skill has gone up by 2.
It's awesome.
You just kind of, you see it a lot and it bums me out a little bit, but people learn, and then a lot of people, the general public is kind of expecting that now, but that doesn't make what costuming is. Like, for some people, yeah, it becomes an income kind of thing, where the people start selling the prints, and honestly, sex sells. I mean, all throughout high school journalism, she's like, we need sex in our newspaper. This is in high school. So you kind of, yeah. Sex sells, and definitely a lot of people, I think, are taking that to heart. But if you're doing, it's your thing. But I think a lot of people need to come back and remember that you're doing a character because you like the character.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to do it. But yeah. That sounds really, my opinion. That is just me, myself, and I kind of thing. I love the community. It'll beat you down. It will hate you, but you can come back from it. And people are like, yay! You made something awesome! Especially when you go to a convention, your first convention, if you've never done it before, it's going to be the most nerve-wracking experience. But someone will come up and be like, hey, that's awesome, or they'll ask you how you did it. That feeling never goes away. Just seeing people be really excited. Oh, man. I can go on, sorry.
No, that's good. Keep going. Keep going. This is awesome.
I get all excited, and then I'm like, I'm talking too much. But, like, WonderCon, I've only ever gone to Comic-Con. I think BlizzCon was the second convention that was outside the norm for me. And when you go to the convention specifically for things, people are even more excited. There was someone going around giving, even though I wasn't in full costume, he had, I don't know if he 3D printed him or he had casted him, but he had lions and horde pins. He was giving it out to the cosplayers, and I'm like, you're amazing. You are forever my hero.
That's cool.
It's just like little things that people do, or like the little girl, like, oh man, no idea what I was. She's like, mommy, she's green. She looks cool. I'm like, yes.
What's your favorite costume that you've done so far?
Ooh, I got to look. I think Deathwing, as much as I hate it, I think it was the most fun for me because I got to work with liquid latex, which I had no idea what I was doing. No idea. I'm like, hey, he's... When I did Deathwing, BlizzCon had just started going by when I had decided to do him, and someone had won. The Deathwing had won that contest, and it looked amazing. I'm like, you know what? I kind of don't want to do normal Deathwing. Let's see if I can do the Madness form, because we don't get to fight him in Madness form.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say a lot of things fell through on that costume that didn't work out, so if I want to redo it. But I think I learned how to do Pepper Curl with that costume. I learned latex. I learned how to paper mache. The EVA foam, which is all my armor pieces except for the shoulder and the jaw. It was just a giant learning experience for me, and it was a lot of fun. As much as things didn't work, like my toes on my boots, I actually have claw toes on that. I had a lot of fun gluing those on and walking around with my toes.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It looks pretty cool.
I was walking with my little... I'd come back in and be like, Mom, toes! She'd start laughing at me. He was like, you gotta sell it. I'm like really excited about little things when I get done with stuff. I'm like, hey, this works! And so, I know, like, one of the pictures on my Facebook is acrylic paint. Don't do that. Oh, that's another thing I totally should have mentioned. Safety first. Do as I say, not as I do. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't have, and you shouldn't do either, so be safe, do research. Yeah, like the Deathwing jaw in that picture is just paper.
Really?
That's all Pepper Cura.
That looks amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. That's just
that
paper.
Looks legit.
Yeah, the screw, like, I poked the screws through, but it's the Pepper Cura, I think. Is there expanding foam in there? Yeah, I shot some expanding foam in there, and it's just paint. Bag ties are actually what's holding it onto my face.
That's awesome.
For luggage ties. That's in my face. That's how it holds on. So he's kind of... There's a belt picture, which I ended up not wearing the belt because I changed my belt. I changed the chest piece design that I was doing. But that is basically just paper. Paper. Yes, I made my costume out of paper. Paper. excitement. And then masking tape over it to get rid of all the extra notches. Just some paint over it, covers it up. There's some craft foam lining the inside so it doesn't scratch my face. That's the costume I learned the most on, as much as I hate it. But what else is on here? Oh, gosh. I can't believe, like, looking back, I'm like, I can't believe I started in 07. Oh! I've gotten better at the same time. Like, I've gotten worse somewhere. I've gotten better at certain things. And another one I had done was Dragon Age 2 Hawk. Talking about recycling, I did not have... When I worked at GameStop, that was the worst paying job ever, but you start somewhere. The chest piece for that character is cardboard. All the armor pieces, my shin, the little shoulder thing, oh, my sewing job's so bad. And the chess piece was all cardboard. And then my claws for my glove were plastic cups. I cut and hot glued the tips together to make plastic. Oh. Like my little claws.
That's awesome.
Man, that is amazing.
That's actually really cool.
And the little rivet, like the little ridges, is just hot glue. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yep. To try and make the nails. Home Depot, my knee pads, I think were styrofoam knee pads I bought and cut in half and glued upside down.
Okay. You,
when you're making stuff on a budget, there's a lot of fun things. Is my barbarian? Oh, God, the barbarian was another one. I want to work a scale nail. That's another reason why I chose the armor I'm doing for BlizzCon. I really want to learn how to do the scale mail and chain mail, so I'm like, here, that's another thing for costumes for me. I want to learn how to do something and actually be able to reuse the stuff I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of the reason why I sometimes choose the costumes I do is that, okay, I can reuse this for this. Or if I buy X amount of material, this material can later be used for this costume.
Right.
That was my first forte into PAX Pink. God. But all those scales on the breastplate, scale the bra thing, are the Wonderflex. Sorry, one second. Okay, I'm alive. Are the thermoplastics that I sat there, and I think there's like 60 or 50. There's a lot. No, it was 100 and something I ended up cutting out because I didn't order scales. It was just plastic, the Wonderflex that I heated and bent a little bit and stuck it.
That's on the barbarian one there?
Yeah, that barbarian.
Wow.
Yeah. I unfortunately didn't finish my normal barbarian, so I'm like, hey, I want to learn how to use PAX paint. Let's go ahead. And this was when I started working on Thrall, too, so that's why I had the paint, the tusks. I'm like, let's mix them together. I also, that Illidan, there's an Illidan at that Comic-Con that is amazing, and I know he got a card from Blizzard. I'm like, why wasn't he there last year? So I'm hoping they bring Illidan this year. She hasn't said anything, but I'm like, bring Illidan. The people that do things, and you're amazed. I'm amazed.
Yeah.
You also tell I don't like sewing.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, no, these are awesome.
The Swedish-German Kanumi cosplay? The Protoss wizard that won last year, she has tutorials out too that I don't know because I'm looking at them, that people can are helpful. They're only $5. So for someone that want something on hand that they can look at, not have to sit through a YouTube video or scroll through a whole bunch of different web pages to find. She has a tutorial out working with the thermoplastics, painting, and the foam, and making props. Like, they're short, but they're condensed and useful. So I think it's 15 for all three is really useful for people to get started on. Another big cosplayer, does he cosplay? He's done a couple costumes, but he's more of a prop maker named Vulpin Props. He's made stuff for different companies before. He just made for League of Legends. I'm so bad when it comes to other video games that I don't play. Fisherman Hut.
Yeah, is that...
I see things, I'm like, okay, I know this is really popular. This Fishbones, I guess it's a cannon. He just made a beautiful type of cannon. Or a Jinx from League of Legends. And I was just like, oh man! And that's another thing too, when you get into cosplaying, you get in a whole bunch of different genres then. Like, everybody in the Star Wars, you learn stuff from them. Prop replica form. I lurk on there. I don't feel comfortable posting it because I don't feel good enough. So I will lurk. I am master lurker. You just look everywhere, you absorb all this information, people doing costumes. Tumblr, I know a lot of people are like, Tumblr, and it's kind of hard to search. But just search for, like, Warbula, and everyone's will post progress photos of their projects. And it's really, you sit there and you're like, oh man, I never knew I could do this and that. And I learned something new every day, kind of. Someone did a Terranade costume, or her new model, and she has all this intricate detail work. She just did it in clay and then poured latex into it. I was like, and latex isn't too expensive. Once you start getting into that range, you're like, oh man, I learned how to cast things. I was like, this would save me from cutting 30 circles, which I plan to do this weekend. Because those shoulders I did recently have 30 little circles on each shoulder. And trying to cut those out were painful. And then you realize how tedious things get sometimes.
I bet. Well, even all those little scales, that must have taken a while.
That was enlisting. Here, cut around your scissors. If your hand cramps, fight through it.
That's awesome.
There's so much detail in like the damage, you know, the worn down like scars, and you know, a lot of the. It's just amazing. It did such great work.
You get to have fun with it. It's once you get comfortable making the stuff, you kind of get to make it your own. Even though that's why I like doing Warcraft. Like I want to do a Skyrim costume. I like being able to, yeah, this is from Skyrim or this is from World of Warcraft. This is my character. I want, with my Death Knight for BlizzCon, I want to do a missing eye, essentially. Mm-hmm. And like she had gotten, before she was turned, she got mauled by a worm. One of the wyverns, my bad. And so I was going to basically claw out her eye for one, so I wouldn't have to spend a lot of money on really awesome contacts, because they're expensive. And then just to add more character to her. So you get people a lot of the time, you're like, okay, this is my tune. And after you play for a while, she's like, okay, she has a Death Knight. I have free time at work. I'm going to start thinking of a story for her. And so it kind of went from there. It's like you add that personality. Malice. I can't pronounce her name now. She's a blue troll who is in character at BlizzCon. On top of it, you might see a pic if you. Sometimes you see her in pictures, like she was talking to the protesters, essentially, at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
This picture of her just, they're really cool to each other, just talking. But she's in character, she does this troll voice, all like grumbly, oh, and like, she's sticking out. Yeah, there's a lot of people that, if you, like, go ahead, you're going, so, Rob, go. There's a lot of people you'll meet, and they're just like, oh man, they really, like, everybody on Moonguard and Windrest Accord that develop their characters, they'll bring them to life at BlizzCon if they're going. And it's really cool to see. Yeah. It's one of those things. And then,
well, man, yeah, I'll have to. I'm not out yet. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. I was like, glare, you make you go. I'm not a troll, so I'm not very good at voodoo. I usually cause things to go wrong. Yeah.
Well, do you think there's anything else that that we missed, or anything else we need to know, or
not as scary as I make it sound? It's really not like it. It's intimidating. You're gonna jump in, and you're probably gonna jump in over your head when you start. Like even someone start small. Don't start with really big projects. I know a lot of people say that. But it's true. And give yourself a lot of time. Don't be that one person like me that's whimpering and just crying through working. As I'm bad. Time management. Learn it. I have great time management at work, but as I get home, nope. Don't let things distract you. Like Warcraft.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there you go.
That's a bad thing, too. Like, I'm really mad that I don't own half my transmog set that I'm making, so I'm working on it, but I'm like, I need to work on my costume. But I'm like, I need this, like, I'm weird. And just have a lot of fun. If you're going to make friends, you're going to make enemies, possibly. Like, I don't think I have any yet. I hope I don't. I know I've stepped on a couple toes sometimes. If I do, please stay away. I'm scared. But you might step on someone's toes because you reckon. Some people don't take criticism well. It happens. Same everywhere. Take your time. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. And if you get to meet the people that work on the game or the cartoon, the anime, or whatever, just they're going to love you either way. Even if you're falling apart, I think, oh, I have one more. So, Deathwing story. At Comic-Con, I went to ask a question, and someone clipped my shoulder. I almost flashed the whole,
Because yeah. Of your choice
the shoulder,
outfit there.
Yeah, the shoulders had... It was hot glued. I didn't realize at the time I could stitch through the foam. like hand stitch you through, and the shoulder was essentially holding that side of the chest piece and the thing up. Like I said, attachments, I have learned a lot, but that was the most embarrassing time of my life. I am glad I caught that. But if you have time to test your costumes, do it. And don't wear high heels unless you're ready to suffer.
You hear that, Hint?
Yes, yes.
No high heels.
I'll put them away.
No, yeah, just practice. Practice.
We don't know yet what Hind is gonna be for this con.
Or the training dummy.
Well, of course.
Just go the training dummy. Come on. Just because someone else has done it or is doing it, doesn't mean you can't do it either. Which a lot of people, that's just do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Yep. Go have fun.
Right.
You're like, I hate people. that was really informative. Sorry. That was more like, have words.
Right.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
I'm open to, like, if people need help, even though I'm not, like, awesome at it, more than welcome to message me on Twitter or Facebook or just holler and be like, Ronnie, I need help. I might respond. I don't have great hearing. So just message me. So, I try. You kind of go for it. That's the only thing. Just do it.
Oh, that sounds good. Totally. Okay. Rob, do you have any other questions? You good?
Oh man, I'm good, man. That was great. A lot of information. A lot of good stuff.
All right. Well then, let's do this.
Don't try to tank in healing gear.
Unclaimed mail will be deleted after 30 days.
Always check your loot spec before a boss fight.
Things I learned the hard way.
All right, Ronnie, do you have anything that you have learned the hard way? Although I think we've heard a lot tonight of things that you've learned the hard way just in your costumes alone.
Yeah, I learned everything the hard way. It's the best way to learn, but I still haven't learned this, like, for stuff in-game. I'm horrible at alt-tabbing. So alt-tab while you're running. And I tend to see the carry people on my back with those two-person mounts and click, like, Crystal of Insanity. I've paid a lot of repair bills.
Nice.
I've killed a lot of people.
That's awesome.
A lot.
Good stuff.
That is me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not lying when I say I'm derpy on Warcraft. Like, I can play, but sometimes I get easily distracted and things happen.
Nice. Rob, do you have anything for things you learned the hard way?
I didn't think I did, but I remembered that legendary cloaks can be deleted.
Oh, no.
Or they can be sold to a vendor, and fortunately, if you're quick enough before you log out, you can go and recover that item. So
you sold it. Ouch.
Needlessly quickly clicking through my bags, I made a terrible mistake.
Well, at least they have the item recovery though. So even if you forgot,
before.
So. My thing I learned the hard way is related to the one I had last show, in that I learned the hard way that if I don't tell Kim we're recording, we won't have a crowd control episode to play during the show. So, unfortunately, tonight, we won't have a crowd control episode for the show, because I think I remembered like 5 minutes before we started recording that I didn't tell Kim we were recording tonight. So I apologize for that, and it's definitely something I have learned the hard way. Oops.
Phone reminders, go.
All right. Let's get on to this.
Tonight.
All right, I need to send some hen love to our guildies, the Hoarderlies on the Deathwing server, as well as everyone who's on Team Crab Dick, our raid team. I love that name. we also have going to send some hen love to the folks over at Catalyst Gaming Media and also World of Podcasts, which I will be attending this year. And of course, I have to send some hen love to Ronnie, who came onto the show tonight to talk about cosplay. And I think the best part is that it really shows how passionate you are for it, or how much you enjoy doing it. Like, it's,
yeah,
like that's we've talked before, and our favorite guests are the ones that where it really shows how much you enjoy what you're talking about, and you know, it really a pleasure for us to talk to someone that way, who feels like that. So definitely, hen love for you, Ronnie, for coming on tonight.
Yay. I still feel really silly, but yay! Thank you.
No, it was yay. It was fantastic. Rob, what do you have for hen love this evening?
You always take them all since you go first. But definitely reiterate our raid team and a couple of folks that carry us through every week when we go in there.
Yes, they do.
And and we even had some people fill in this last week and did bring some amazing DPS, and it's fun. It's definitely, you know, getting together with this group of people and going in and slaying internet beasts, and I don't know, it's awesome, and it's definitely why we do this, because we have a ton of fun, and it's great, like Hand was saying, to talk to Ronnie and just see like how into this she is, and you know, the labor of love that she puts behind it to make these really cool costumes and everything. So Ronnie, again, thank you to you so much for coming on the show. Very, very cool.
Hey.
What are you, do you have any shout outs or?
Yeah, you guys definitely, like, when you guys asked me to come on, I'm pretty sure I ran around the house, like, a chick with my head cut off. I was really excited. Extremely nervous. But I was like, people want to talk to me, what? So thank you guys for having me on. I'm pretty sure my cheeks are bright red right now. And I'm smiling ear to ear. This is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was our pleasure, like, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to see you at BlizzCon. That's one of my missions. I am going to find you. Like, not in the creeper kind of way, but, like, I want to find you. I'm like, I got to talk to someone.
Yes.
Definitely a big shout-out to the people from BlizzCon that I met and the BlizzCon discussion group. I mean, a lot of what you see, what I see in there keeps me going, and just everyone's awesome. I love you guys. And then there's one, my work buddy Dennis, who I go to work every night, and I'm like, I'm working on this, because he kind of understands. He games, so he understands. And I'm like, thank you. He's going to listen to this, and thank you for listening to me ramble at 4 o'clock in the morning about costumes and lights and just everything in the world that's on my mind when I'm working on my stuff. And your support at work and just encourage me to keep going when I'm freaking out and drowning myself in Monster at the table. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's really it. And thank you to everyone listening. You guys are awesome. You get to listen to me ramble, and I'm sorry for that.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, can you let everyone know where they can reach you or follow you, like you, or how they can send hen love to you?
All right. So on Facebook, I am littleredcosplay.com. It's L-I-L, red. So it's green, red hair. You'll find me. And then Twitter, it's STRoughnecks. So if you're on there, you can find me there. I'll respond. I might respond at 2 in the morning, California time. So, just to be a heads up, that's when I'm awake. I'm a creature of the night right now, so. Just send me there. Love me.
Yes, awesome. And I definitely suggest you check out the Facebook, and you can see, like, a lot of the pictures and the costumes that we are talking about specifically, you can see them on there. So, it's definitely worth having a look.
I believe that wraps up episode number 70 of the Training Dummies. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and whatever other, I don't even know, Zune directory, whatever the heck. Feel free to give us a review, good, bad, or otherwise. You can follow our Twitter, and we'll try to keep you informed on all of the things. That is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Hind is at Hind_Hoarderlies. And poor Kim, we're sorry.
My bad.
Is that
my
Kim
bad
with a Y, Scally. Have a great evening.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!